Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with the abominations of the nations, whom the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places which his father Hezekiah had destroyed, and he erected altars for Baal and made an Asherah, just as Ahab king of Israel had done. And he worshipped all the heavenly lights and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, in Jerusalem I will put my name. Altars for all the heavenly lights in the two courtyards of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire, interpreted signs, practiced divination, and used mediums and spiritists. He did great evil in the sight, provoking him to anger. Then he put the carved image of Asherah that he had made in the house, of which the Lord had said to David and to his son Solomon, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen from all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. And I will not make the feet of Israel wander anymore from the land which I gave their fathers, if only they will take care to act in accordance with everything that I have commanded them. They did not listen, and Manasseh encouraged them to do evil more than the nations whom the Lord eliminated from the presence of the sons of Israel.
Servants, the prophets, saying, since Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these abominations, having done more evil than all that the Amorites did who were before him, and has also misled Judah into sin with his idols. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, behold, I am bringing such a disaster on Jerusalem and Judah that whoever hears about it, both of his ears will ring. I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem clean, just as one wipes a bowl, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will abandon the rest. have been provoking me to anger since the day their fathers came from Egypt, even to this day. Furthermore, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood until he had filled Jerusalem. Besides his sin, into which he misled Judah, doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin which he committed, the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah. And Manasseh lay down with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And his son Amon became king in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulemeth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotbah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his father Manasseh had done. For he walked entirely in the way that his father had walked, and served the idols that his father had served, and worshiped them. So he abandoned the Lord, the God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Amon conspired against him and killed the king in his own. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah?